Praise the Lord, this is Tony Alamo. We're reading through the Bible, and we're on chapter 36 of the book of Genesis. And let's all go up to the throne. Let's ask the Lord to bless this very significant chapter in the book of Genesis. Father, we know this is an interlude, distinguishing the different descendants, the descendants of Esau from the descendants of Jacob. And Lord, we know that it's important to be able to distinguish these different things, because the more we know, this has nothing to do with the scripture in the Bible that tells about not to be concerned about endless genealogies, but these are not endless. There is an end to them, and we need to know them because we can check how that the Edomites were put to an end, and how Obadiah tells about it in the introduction of his book. But Lord, we ask that you open up the hearts and souls and minds, the spiritual minds of everyone, to know that every word that proceeds from the mouth of God is very significant, because it builds our faith, because we see the mention of these names throughout the Bible, much of the Old Testament. And we pray that these will cause us to have the strength that is needed this day to keep us, to sustain us for another day in your temple, you and in us as our we are your temple, you are our temple, and Lord, that we are able to stand another day in this wicked world with your power in us. In Jesus' name we pray, and everyone says amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Okay, let's go.
Chapter 36, King James Version, verse 1. Now these are the generations of Esau, who is Edom.
Now Edom, who is, we just call him Old Red. That way you can remember him. Edom means red. Okay, and they keep going.
Esau took his wives of the daughters of Canaan, Ada, the daughter of Elam the Hittite, and Aholibamah, the daughter of Anah, the daughter of Zibeon the Hivite, and Bashemath, Ishmael's daughter, sister of Nebajoth. And Ada bare to Esau Eliphaz, and Bashemath bare Reuel, and Aholibamah bare Jeush, and Jaalam, and Korah. These are the sons of Esau, which were born unto him in the land of Canaan. Commentary, verse 1 through 5. Descendants of Esau. This is the history of the descendants of Esau, also known as Edom. Esau married two young women from Canaan, Ada, the daughter of Elam the Hittite, and Aholibamah, the daughter of Anah, and granddaughter of Zibeon the Hivite. He also married his cousin Bashemath, who was the daughter of Ishmael and the sister of Nebaioth. Esau and Ada had a son named Eliphaz. Esau and Bashemath had a son named Reuel. Esau and Aholibamah had sons named Jeush, Jaalam, and Korah. All these sons were born to Esau in the land of Canaan. King James Version, verse 6. And Esau took his wives, and his sons, and his daughters, and all the persons of his house, and his cattle, and all his beasts, and all his substance which he had got in the land of Canaan, and went into the country from the face of his brother Jacob. For their riches were more than that they might dwell together, and the land wherein they were strangers could not bear them because of their cattle. Commentary, verse 6 and 7. Then Esau took his wives, children, household servants, cattle, and flocks, all the wealth he had gained in the land of Canaan, and moved away from his brother Jacob. There was not enough land to support them both because of all their cattle and livestock. King James Version, verse 8. Thus dwelt Esau in Mount Seir. Esau is Edom. And these are the generations of Esau, the father of the Edomites, in Mount Seir. These are the names of Esau's sons: Eliphaz, the son of Ada, the wife of Esau; Reuel, the son of Bashemath, the wife of Esau. And the sons of Eliphaz were Teman, Omar, Zepho, and Gatam, and Kenaz. And Timnah was concubine to Eliphaz, Esau's son. And she bare to Eliphaz Amalek. These were the sons of Ada, Esau's wife. Commentary, verse 8 through 13. So Esau, also known as Edom, settled in the hill country of Seir. This is a list of Esau's descendants, the Edomites, who lived in the hill country of Seir. Among Esau's sons were Eliphaz, the son of Esau's wife Ada, and Reuel, the son of Esau's wife Basemath. The sons of Eliphaz were Teman, Omar, Zepho, Gatam, and Kenaz. Eliphaz had another son to his concubine. These all were grandchildren of Esau's wife Ada. The sons of Reuel were Nahath, Zerah, Shammah, and Mizah. These were all the grandchildren of Esau's wife Basemath. King James Version, verse 13 and 14. And these are the sons of Reuel: Nahath and Zerah, Shammah and Mizah. These were the sons of Basemath, Esau's wife. And these were the sons of Aholibamah, the daughter of Anah, the daughter of Zibeon, Esau's wife. And she bare to Esau Jeush, and Jaalam, and Korah. These were dukes of the sons of Esau, the sons of Eliphaz, the firstborn son of Esau: Duke Teman, Duke Omar, Duke Zepho, Duke Kenaz, Duke Korah, Duke Gatam, and Duke Amalek. These are the dukes that came of Eliphaz in the land of Edom. These were the sons of Ada. Commentary, verse 14 through 16. Esau also had sons through Aholibamah, the daughter of Anah, and granddaughter of Zibeon. Their names were Jeush, Jaalam, and Korah. Esau's children and grandchildren became the leaders of different clans. The sons of Esau's oldest son, Eliphaz, became the leaders of the clans of Teman, Omar, Zepho, Kenaz, Korah, Gatam, and Amalek. These clans in the land of Edom were descended from Eliphaz, the son of Esau, and Ada. King James Version, verse 17. And these are the sons of Reuel, Esau's son: Duke Nahath, Duke Zerah, Duke Shammah, Duke Mizah. These are the dukes that came of Reuel in the land of Edom. These are the sons of Basemath, Esau's wife. Commentary, verse 17. The sons of Esau's son Reuel became the leaders of the clans of Nahath, Zerah, Shammah, and Mizah. These clans in the land of Edom were descended from Reuel, the son of Esau and Basemath. King James Version, verse 18. And these are the sons of Aholibamah, Esau's wife: Duke Jeush, Duke Jaalam, Duke Korah. These were the dukes that came of Aholibamah, the daughter of Anah, Esau's wife. Commentary, verse 18. The sons of Esau and his wife Aholibamah became the leaders of the clans of Jeush, Jaalam, and Korah. These are the clans of Jeush, Jaalam, and Korah. These are the clans descended from Esau's wife Aholibamah, the daughter of Anah. King James Version, verse 19. These are the sons of Esau, who is Edom, and these are their dukes. These are the sons of Seir, the Horite, who inhabited the land Lotan, and Shobal, and Zibeon, and Anah, and Dishan, and Ezer, and Dishan, these are the dukes of the Horites, the children of Seir, in the land of Edom. Commentary, verse 19 through 21. Those are all the clans descended from Esau, also known as Edom. Original peoples of Edom. These are the names of the tribes that descended from Seir the Horite, one of the families native to the land of Seir: Lotan, Shobal, Zibeon, Anah, Dishan, Ezer, and Dishan. These were the Horite clans, the descendants of Seir, who lived in the land of Edom. King James Version, verse 22. And the children of Lotan were Hori and Hemam, and Lotan's sister was Timnah. And the children of Shobal were these: Alvan and Manahath and Ebal, Shepho and Onam. Commentary, verse 22 through 23. The sons of Lotan were Hori and Heman. Lotan's sister was named Timnah. The sons of Shobal were Alvan, Manahath, Ebal, Shepho, and Onam. King James Version, verse 24. And these are the children of Zibeon, both Ajath and Anah. This was that Anah that found the mules in the wilderness as he fed the asses of Zibeon his father. And the children of Anah were these: Dishan and Aholibama, the daughter of Anah. And these are the children of Dishan: Hemdan and Eshban and Ithran and Kiran. Okay. The children of Ezer are these: Bilhan and Zaavan and Achan. The children of Dishan are these: Uz and Aran. These are the dukes that came of the Horites: Duke Lotan, Duke Shobal, Duke Zibeon, Duke Anah, Duke Dishan, Duke Ezer, Duke Dishan. These are the dukes that came of Hori among their dukes in the land of Seir.
These dukes just means the leaders of all these different places. Okay. Duke is just the leader. Okay, then what else?
Commentary, verse 24 through 30. The sons of Zibeon were Ahi and Anah. This is the Anah who discovered the hot springs in the wilderness while he was grazing his father's donkeys. The son of Anah was Dishan, and Aholibama was his daughter. The sons of Dishan were Hemdan, Eshban, Ithran, and Kiran. The sons of Ezer were Bilhan, Zaavan, and Achan. The sons of Dishan were Uz and Aran. So the leaders of the Horite clans were Lotan, Shobal, Zibeon, Anah, Dishan, Ezer, and Dishan. The Horite clans are named after their clan leaders who lived in the land of Seir. King James Version, verse 31. And these are the kings that reigned in the land of Edom before there reigned any king over the children of Israel. And Bela the son of Beor reigned in Edom, and the name of his city was Dinhaba. And Bela died, and Jobab the son of Zerah of Bozra reigned in his stead. And Jobab died, and Husham of the land of Temani reigned in his stead. And Husham died, and Hadad the son of Bedad, who smote Midian in the field of Moab, reigned in his stead, and the name of his city was Avith. And Hadad died, and Samla of Masrekah reigned in his stead. And Samla died, and Saul of Rehoboth by the river reigned in his stead. And Saul died, and Baal-Hanan, the son of Achbor, reigned in his stead. And Baal-Hanan, the son of Achbor, died, and Hadar reigned in his stead. And the name of his city was Pau, and his wife's name was Mehetabel, the daughter of Matred, the daughter of Mezahab. And these are the names of the dukes that came of Esau, according to their families, after their places, by their names, Duke Timnah, Duke Alva, Duke Japheth, Duke Aholibama, Duke Elah, Duke Pinon, Duke Kenaz, Duke Teman, Duke Mibzar, Duke Magdiel, Duke Iram. These be the dukes of Edom, according to their habitations in the land of their possession. He is Esau, the father of the Edomites.
And those were all the leaders. Okay, then what else? Now the commentary.
Commentary, verse 31 through 43. Rulers of Edom. These are the kings who ruled in Edom before there were kings in Israel. Bela, son of Beor, who ruled from his city in Dinhaba. When Beha died, Jobab, son of Zerah, from Bozra, became king. When Jobab died, Hushan, from the land of the Temanites, became king. When Hushan died, Hadad, son of Bedad, became king and ruled from the city of Avith. He was the one who destroyed the Midianite army in the land of Moab. When Hadad died, Samla from the city of Masrekah became king. When Samla died, Shaul from the city of Rehoboth on the Euphrates River became king. When Shaul died, Baal-Hanan, son of Abor, became king. When Baal-Hanan died, Hadad became king and ruled from the city of Pau. Hadad's wife was Mehetabel, the daughter of Matred, and granddaughter of Mezahab. These are the leaders of the clans of Esau, who lived in the places named for them, Timnah, Alva, Japheth, Aholibama, Elah, Pinon, Kenaz, Teman, Mibzar, Magdiel, and Iram. These are the names of the clans of Esau, the ancestor of the Edomites, each clan giving its name to the area it occupied.
Okay, now that was the last verse in Genesis chapter 36. And now we'll do some commentary.
Chapter 36, verses 1 through 43. An interlude paves the way for the final section of Genesis. It also serves as a further reminder of the brotherhood of Esau and Jacob and their respective nations. Some of these names figure elsewhere in Scripture, among which are several that appear in the book of Job. The descendants of Amalek became bitter enemies of Israel for generations, until they were finally destroyed by Saul and David. Chapter 36, verse 2, quote, Esau married two young women from Canaan, Ada, the daughter of Elon the Hittite, and Aholibama, the daughter of Anah, and granddaughter of Zibeon the Hivite, unquote. Also in chapter 26, verses 34 and 35, quote, and Esau was 40 years old when he took to wife Judith, the daughter of Beeri the Hittite, and Bashemath, the daughter of Elon the Hittite, which were a grief of mind unto Isaac and to Rebekah. Chapter 36, verses 7 and 8. Quote, there was not enough land to support them both because of all their cattle and livestock. So Esau, also known as Edom, settled in the hill country of Seir, unquote. Esau and his clan replaced the Horites, verse 20, the original inhabitants of Seir. Verses 20 through 30 list the Horite kings.
Okay, they just looked that up.
36, verse 43. Wait. Magdiel and Iram. These are the names of the clans of Esau, the ancestor of the Edomites, each clan giving its name to the area it occupied. See the introduction to Obadiah for background.
For background in how the Edomites were totally extinguished by God. Then what? Go ahead, read it. Some of it. We're just going to read some of this.
The vision of Obadiah. Thus saith the Lord God concerning Edom. We have heard a rumor from the Lord, and an ambassador is sent among the heathen. Arise ye, and let us rise up against her in battle. Behold, I have made thee small among the heathen. Thou art greatly despised. The pride of thine heart hath deceived thee, thou that dwellest in the clefts of the rock.
Now this is even after Esau had wept and smiled and hugged. And he's still greatly despised. So it goes to show that you can't judge a person just because they smile at you, hug you, or weep. Amen?
Amen.
Because it didn't cut any ice with the Lord. Then what else?
Thou that dwellest in the clefts of the rock, whose habitation is high, that saith in his heart, Who shall bring me down to the ground? Though thou exalt thyself as the eagle, and though thou set thy nest among the stars, thence will I bring thee down, saith the Lord.
Go ahead and read a little bit more.
Okay. If thieves came to thee, if robbers by night, how art thou cut off? Would they not have stolen till they had enough? If the grape gatherers came to thee, would they not leave some grapes? How are the things of Esau searched out? How are his hidden things sought up? All the men of thy confederacy have brought thee even to the border. The men that were at peace with thee have deceived thee and prevailed against thee. They that eat thy bread have laid a wound under thee. There is none understanding in him.
All right, so everything came against Esau, came against the Edomites, until they were totally destroyed. And I believe I did this book already, didn't I, on tape? So that's, you could listen to that. Praise the Lord, this is Tony Alamo, and I believe that was chapter 36, and we're going to be doing chapter 37 this evening, the Lord willing. And until then, keep looking up. Keep your mind, keep thinking about the Lord and all these chapters and the whole Bible. Think about His Word, and you'll stand another day. Praise the Lord. God bless you. Till then.